Blog Talk
All right.
Radio.
Radio show, we're ready to rock and roll.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. We are here. It's live. It's Thursday night. This is the replay, the redo, the try and get it right from Monday night. And so now we are getting ready to go live. We're praying because we got our friend Melinda is being stalked and being called out and by some rogue leftist groups. And it's really scary what's happening there. So hopefully she calls. Hopefully she's not running and hiding somewhere. Because out in California, you know, you can't really defend yourself out there, so it's kind of kooky. Of course, they are out there supporting the illegal aliens. I got a little thing from Brian Colfage today. I'm going to read that. You won't believe what's happening there, but real fast, I want to cover my good friend Dave Bray, my good friend Rob over at Liberty Rush, and don't forget, patriotshit.com, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check out patriotshit.com for all your patriot shit. And let's do this for my good friends Rob over at libertyrush.com. And I want to do this for Daybray USA. We'll play some Daybray music in a little while. But here you go. Check it out. As I wait for my guest. It looks like Steve just chimed in. Here we go. Top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. Daybray and Liberty Rush. I'll be right back. Hopefully it plays for me. Dun 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 dun. Here we go again. But Steve, I see you there in the queue.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA. Right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray USA.
All right, look, the live feed's cranking. We got one of our guests I just seen in the in the live feed, Shannon McGauley. I want him to call in first because he's over in Texas. And then Jim Benvie just checked in. Jim, also, it would be great if you could call in from New Mexico. And hopefully Melinda calls in, and we'll have California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas represented on the phone. So please, guys, call in. If you need the number, private message me right now, and I'll shoot you over the number because we are live on the Patriot Nation radio show. And in the queue right now, I do have Steve Ronnebeck, a return guest. He has recently been out with the Arizona Border Recon fellas. We had a long time ago, Tim Foley come on the show. He's probably 5 years ago when I first started the show, Tim come on the show. He'd been with the Arizona Border Recon for a long, long, long time. Now, you know, some folks don't like Tim too much, I guess. I don't know. Calling him whatever, an informant or whatever. I don't know the story. He was cool on my show. I don't know the full story. But he's doing good stuff down there. Arizona Border Recon is doing great things on the border for Arizona. Jim Benvie and his crew are out there. I just recently watched a video of Jimmy Horton Jr. getting like kicked in the face inside the jail. It's pretty crazy stuff. And we do have another guy there on the phone. I believe that is Jim. Or is that Shannon? Might be Shannon. I don't know these guys' numbers. I'm going to pick this up real fast. Hey, is this Shannon?
No, this is Jim.
Jim! Hey, what's happening? I was trying to get Shannon on first here tonight. Shannon McGauley. He was supposed to come on first the other day. And he's there. He's watching. And he's not calling. I think he needs the number. So what's happening, Jim? How you been?
We're doing good down here, man. We're back on the border. You know, you probably saw what happened. ACLU made a bunch of false allegations and shot him off to the liberal anti-border governor in New Mexico, Grisham. She then, in turn, weaponized the AG on us. And basically, as a result of that, we had a man locked up that they had to go back to charges from 2017 that they didn't previously charge. And they locked him up, and then had a grand jury indictment after the fact, and gave him no bail. And then when he did actually have a bond hearing last week, there was a bomb threat at the courthouse. It cleared the courthouse out, and there's been several death threats against the group. So we've kind of decided now at this point that we're not going to take this lying down. We're going to actually. We're very seriously considering suing the ACLU in a very vigorous way. And we're actually considering demanding that the governor of New Mexico be investigated for treason, as well as, not acknowledging the emergency in her own state. We have a county that declared emergency down here on the border, and her only answer has been, that's a federal issue, okay? And so she refuses to acknowledge what's going on down here. And Veronica Escobar piped in, her and her anti-border cronies, and they asked the FBI to investigate our group further. So we've been investigated. They found us doing nothing wrong on the border. And now it's just politics. Now it's just politics.
And the politics of it are really horrible. It's just unbelievable what's going on in all our border states. And from what I understand, we can't stop it. I just got this today from someone sent it to me from Brian Colfage. I don't know if you've seen it. He's trying to get it to go viral. It's very important. So I'm going to read it real fast while I wait for Shannon and Steve. Steve's here. And let me say hi to Steve real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, also welcome to the show and say hello to Shannon, Steve. Steve Ronnebeck.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I don't know if you've seen this post yet, Steve, but I'm pretty sure you did, from Brian Colfage. He sat down with a couple of border guards. And I'm going to read what he wrote here on the Facebook here. This is quoting from Brian Colfage and his sit-down lunch with a couple of border guards. I sat down and had a meal with border agents recently who poured their hearts out to me. It's sad, and I'm worried for our country even more. They told me they were forbidden to tell me this, but could not live with what they are doing. They also said they want to resign over what they are forced to do. They are releasing known cartel hitmen onto the streets of the United States of America, and they cannot stop it. The cartels and migrants know if they bring a child, which can't even be proven as theirs, they have to release them within 48 hours. Now let that sink in. Our own government is releasing savage cartel murderers just because they use a child to cross the border with. They also said anyone with a felony is also released. Secondly, everyone is granted emergency welfare and instantly handed $1,000 a month welfare card, plus $200 extra per each child, free medical, free dental, and the right to work for 5 to 6 years, because it takes 5 to 6 years to get them in front of a judge. So that means each person gets welfare, medical, dental, and the right to work for 5 to 6 years. When you do the math, an average of 2,000 are caught per day. If no one had kids, which they all do, that would cost taxpayers $9 billion just on welfare for the year. With children, it's nearly $15 billion annually that we are stuck, and this doesn't include any medical, and it's just 1 year of migrants. The wall would pay for itself in 1 year. Also, some states like New Mexico are issuing them state ID cards now that are identical to what any citizen would get, and they fear it is being used for voting purposes. The agent said only 2% of the migrants are truly being persecuted in their home counties, countries, but every single one asks, is this where I get my money, when filling out paperwork? They all know it's free money here, and that's why they're coming. He said it's a huge portion of them have diseases on are sick. They are not vaccinated and have had entire holding facilities become contaminated by diseases similar to smallpox outbreaks. After they released them, he said they almost all are going to New York City, Los Angeles, and Miami. They further stated that there's no accountability and there's no way these people will show up for their court dates 5 to 6 years down the road. These agents have been with Border Patrol for a very long time, but they are so fed up with being Uber drivers to these people that they are ready to resign. It's not worth it, and they don't want to be complicit to the next murder of an American citizen. One of Trump's picks for the Department of Homeland Security knows everything and can fix this. His name is Chris Kobach. We need to ensure Chris is nominated as DHS Secretary. He has been on the border with me daily, seeing the issue and learning. This is why I started the Build a Wall Incorporated. We are not sitting back. We are building the southern border wall ourselves, mile by mile, section by section. So go to the Facebook page and like it. We Build the Wall Incorporated on Facebook. And let's get it done. That's serious stuff there, folks. It's no joke. And I think right here with us, we also have Shannon. Shannon is down in Texas. I believe this is him. Is this Shannon?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Mark?
Good evening, sir. So right now, folks, we have Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas represented. These guys are all down doing border operations or some form of fighting the illegal immigration crisis when they're not down on the border fight, you know, on the front lines. So, Shannon, what's happening now by you now in the Texas area where you guys are getting ready to set up?
Well, I think the word's out that we're there because they've shifted the traffic a little further to the east, and so we're going to spread our patrols to the east to try to make a counter move on their position.
Right. And have you spoken with Rusty? And are you guys going to be heading out to Rusty's ranch? It used to be the former camp Lone Star.
Yeah, I told him I'd go down and visit him next week, and then I'm going to go visit him for a day or so next week, and then head back to Del Rio to meet with more landowners that want us to provide a protection for their property and eyes and ears in the area.
Now, have you guys had to evict any squatters in any of these little hunting ranches that people have set out on the plains of Texas and on the border? Have you had to evict any of these squatters? Because they're being told to squat now in these empty.
we've had to help repair properties that they damaged. Extremely,
unbelievable. Are you guys, Jim, are you guys having squatters and hunting shacks or empty homes along the New Mexico border too? Are they being instructed to squat there as well?
They're being instructed to squat. They are getting instructions. They're not necessarily squatting where we're at. We're finding, you know, we kind of are protecting the desert border here before they get into
right.
El Paso. So we're dealing with high volume. We're dealing with high volume here. You know, like the other night we had 32. Yesterday, you know, we found a couple of runners that were we caught with the assistance of the helicopter, and we had 60 come through here last night. So it's pretty busy area. We try to get them before they get past the desert and into the city. I mean, once they're in the city, you can't even ask them if they're a U.S. citizen.
Right. And Steve, do you know about squat in Arizona? Are they doing the same thing? Is this part of the plan too? Now they're telling them to squat in empty houses. Do you know if that's happening in Arizona?
Well, it's been happening for a long time. You know, I've told you the story about ranchers that may have houses on their property that are empty, and these cartel scouts will go in and you know, take a nap. They'll take a shower, and then they'll clean up and then leave. What the Arizona Border Recon is seeing is a lot of these cartel scouts will find, like an abandoned mine or an abandoned mine shack that they've taken over so that they can report positions of Border Patrol, Arizona Border Recon, back to the people coming across the border.
It is really, really a crisis. Right here in Florida, they're getting ready to pass a state bill banning sanctuary cities. And there's been a petition flying around over here in support of sanctuary cities. A petition to get the Florida state representatives to not pass this bill. So I've been all over that petition all day, hammering them. You know, hashtag build the wall, hashtag crisis is real. And someone said, well, no crisis here. So, of course, I had to explain what the crisis really is with angel parents separated with their children forever, separated from their children. I asked them to tell that to the family, the mom who lost their kid to a drug overdose, or tell that to some father who had his daughter raped by an illegal immigrant, that the crisis is not a crisis. They don't seem to get that because it doesn't directly affect them. But you know what? If you have a heart and you have morals and you have a soul, one person that goes through any of those three scenarios is way too many. It's over the top. One murder is too many. One rape is too many. One kidnapping. One death on illegal drugs smuggled across the border is one too many. It's a crisis. They would rather take care of these coyotes and drug smugglers and child traffickers than take care of their own veterans and their own homeless and their own hungry children in the Midwest somewhere. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Mark, a lot of people aren't realizing that illegal immigration does directly affect every single United States citizen. And it may not be in the way that it's affected me and these other parents, but the taxes we pay, the insurance, health insurance, car insurance, the homeless problem, it is all a direct result. I mean, it affects every single one of us. You said it yourself. $9 billion a year. Who do you think pays for that?
Right. And they're telling me now that Social Security is going to be dried up by 2035. Guess what 2035 is? 2035 is when I start planning my retirement. Oh, sorry, no Social Security for you, even though you paid in it for 45 years or something. Oops, sorry. Those guys that just broke through the border, I got to make sure they get $1,000 a month in welfare, $200 each for each additional kid, medical, dental, all of it. Before you, you know, they're way more important than you, American citizen, honky. That's because that's what it comes down to, you know. Do you agree with that, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line here, the narrative that the left is selling is that we should be feeling sorry for all these poor people that are coming in here, that they're running, that it's an emergency. And it's not the case. The case is they're using these people because, like you said in Brian's letter, you know, 5 months later, they get a work permit, okay? Well, one thing I want to add to that, when you get a work permit, what do you need to pay taxes? You need a Social Security number, okay? So now you get a Social Security number. What are you doing now? Next thing you're doing, you're voting, okay? This is a power grab. They don't give a crap about the infrastructure of this country. They don't care what it costs. They don't care who pays for it. They don't care as long as they get the power back, and their power is not the power that the American people know and are accustomed to. This is a power grab. This is an invasion of the United States, and it needs to be treated as such.
Yeah.
DACA is the same thing. If you give DACA, the next thing they're going to want is legal status for their parents and their relatives, and then if we don't give it to them, the Democrats are going to step up and say, hey, if you vote for us, we'll give it to you. And that's the ultimate power grab.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is their backup plan, man. This they're counting on this. This is how they plan on winning the election.
Yeah, and I think the American people are pretty smart, and they're starting to figure this out. Also, while we're watching this FBI Russian collusion case boomerang, as our good friend Sean Hannity has called it, Operation Boomerang. Getting ready to swing, that boomerang's getting ready to swing back around, and it's going to take these people all out at the legs and knock them on their asses. And I'm excited because equal justice is extremely important. You know, what is that noise I keep hearing? I keep hearing somebody typing away. It's like coming over my Bluetooth speaker. Sweetheart, are you on your phone typing? Are you on your phone typing, sweetheart? It's weird. I hear somebody typing away coming over my Bluetooth.
It's an NSA analyst.
Right? The NSA guys are watching the show. Welcome to the show, NSA, FBI, CIA, and everybody else. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's great to see you. Thanks for joining in. Please call us. We'd love to talk to you and see what you really feel about violating your oath to the Constitution. What do we do about these guys that violate their oath to the Constitution and refuse to protect the American citizens? I mean, what do you think we can do to those folks, Shannon?
Well, I'm pretty frustrated. I'm working on a project. It's on a criminal referral, but people seem to be stonewalling me. So I'm going to keep trying to call people because I'm going to go after somebody in California. But I think Adler is sort of hypocritical because, you know, when Eric Holder wouldn't follow the instructions of Congress, they held him in contempt and nothing ever happened to him. And they act like William Barr is going to be confronted with some earth-shattering consequence for telling them he's not going to play their game anymore. These people do not know how to let up. They lost the battle on the collusion, and they're still trying to get anything they can, any type of droppings from the table.
It's unbelievable what's happening. And are you in Texas right now? Have you been down on the border there, Shannon, at all?
Yeah, I had to come up for a doctor's appointment, and then I've got to do a procedure next Friday, and then I'll be able to go back down if I make it out of the procedure.
But when you're down there
you
in Texas,
know.
I know what
you never know.
When I talk to Rusty finds all kinds of things out there. And I'll ask this question out to all you guys because folks need to understand this. When Rusty's out on his ranch, he finds duffel bags full of drugs. He finds prayer rugs. He's found folks in various states of consciousness from deaf to wide awake out on his property. Do you see – are you running into stuff like that too, Shannon, while you're out there?
It's a totally different environment where I'm at. It's really rugged, and they occasionally leave their trash, but for the most part, it's pretty rugged stuff. It's, I would say it's more dangerous to cross where I'm at than it is Rusty's. And in Rusty's, last time I was there, they were trying to burn, they have a large pit, and they were trying to burn all the grass and brush out of there. I don't know if they ever did it yet, but they were trying to burn it out so that the illegals couldn't hide in the brush.
Right. And how about you, Jim, when you're out there, do you guys find stuff like prayer rugs, bags of drugs?
All the time. We find all kinds of stuff. Yeah, every day. And we do find, I've got live videos of, we had a woman who almost died, and I've got a live video of that on my Facebook page. We find stuff. They come big in groups of 100 and 200 people. They're trash. They litter. They throw, sometimes you find it, expensive handbags, et cetera.
It's great. And Steve, I know when you're out there running around with Arizona Border Recon, those guys are finding all kinds of things too. When you were out there with them guys, did you see anything that was abandoned out in the open areas where these people are crossing?
I've found a couple of backpacks that were empty and stuff like that. But again, the area that Tim's in right now is kind of like where Shannon's at. It's very rugged. It's very, very hard to traverse. What Tim likes to say is that he doesn't see the migrants coming. He sees the people that don't want to get caught. So, the night before I went out there, they had actually come up over one ridge and ran into 14 drug mules. Every single one of them had a backpack full of drugs. You're seeing,
and it's all heading to the neighborhood near you.
Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, you know, it's. You know, I posted something on my Facebook today that I learned something that I didn't know, that under the Constitution, the states themselves could order the closing of the border under the War Powers Act.
Tenth Amendment. And the Tenth Amendment, the states' rights overrule anything. If they start throwing a Tenth Amendment around, they could throw the federal government right out of the state too. But, the War Powers Act, absolutely. They can. That's enough. We had enough and shut down the border. But if they do that, you know how the liberals are. They come out in full swing and they start attacking the people who make the decisions. But they don't just attack the people that made the decision. They go after their sister, their aunt, their mother, their sister, their wife, their kids. They go after everybody. These people are evil and twisted and will do anything to take down their adversaries, including destroying their family, destroying their career. It don't matter.
Unfortunately, I'm different. I wouldn't worry about it. If I was governor, I'd be invoking the War Powers Act and closing the border here in Arizona. Now, New Mexico, the governor there is never going to do that. Texas,
Steve Ron, governor.
Maybe someday, but Texas, I'm surprised they haven't done it yet.
I'm surprised that Texas doesn't have an immigration smuggling law like Arizona. And if I was governor back when Janet Napolitano was there, I would have run the National Guard at different intervals in the Huachucas with an order, if they come across cartel, to order them to drop their weapons, or they would be instructed to drop the cartel. I would not be playing games. I would take my border back.
Well, it's crazy. I'm baffled. Yeah, go ahead.
It is baffling because I'm just sick of it. I'm totally sick of it. It's like they don't care anything about us. They don't care anything about the American citizens. They just want free. They want their better life of crime. They want to rape our children. They want to murder our children. And the whole time, the left is saying, oh, it's okay. It's isolated instances. You know, bullshit. Excuse my language,
right.
But bullshit.
Beep. Beep.
Sorry.
I'm a little slow with my beeping button.
Well, they expect us to follow the law. But when they got a law that they can't legally change, they just ignore it.
It's so crazy. I was talking today with somebody in a thread about the judicial system. How bad it is right now. It is really roughshod with corruption, where prosecutors and judges are withholding evidence in plots to just maybe to rise prosecutors to a higher level. Look, I've been a prosecutor for 5 years and 100% prosecution rate. You know what I mean? As a guy who's been a prosecutor.
That's an exaggeration, okay? Because most of them are plea bargains. When you turn around and say you've got a high conviction rate, that means the high percentage of your cases are plea bargains.
Or they're withholding exculpatory evidence that would set people free and throwing them in jail for 10, 12, 15, 20 years. And then they find out later, oops, sorry, you were just a political prisoner. We were using our ideology to screw you over, and we withheld the evidence, and now you're in jail.
Well, I'm working on trying to research why you and I cannot go before a federal grand jury and get an indictment. I cannot believe that we don't have any relief. That means these lawmakers can do what they want, and then if the FBI decides they don't want to mess with it, they don't mess with it. We need to be able to have a method where we can go before a grand jury, get an indictment that compels the U.S. Attorney's Office to prosecute. This is ridiculous that these people are above the law.
Research the citizens' grand jury. It is already on the books. Citizens' grand jury.
Maybe that'll.
We have the right.
Every
state can do it. It requires 25 citizens to be all in agreement. I believe it's 25 citizens to all be in agreement on the same thing in any county, and they can do an indictment. I'm pretty sure that's how it is. I talked about it on the show.
At the federal level.
I don't know, but the research starts with the citizens' grand jury. You start there, and I'm sure it branches out. We were talking about it, and that's anywhere. So if it's in D.C., you get a citizens' grand jury and go into the White House and execute the warrants. I'm not exactly sure how it works. It's out there, and we talked about it on the show like 3 years ago, the citizens' grand jury, because there was a gentleman named Terry Trussell who was God rest his soul, he just passed away. Ladies and gentlemen, former patriot, because he's only former patriot now because he's with God, and he's God's patriot now, died in prison. He's falsely accused. He was kind of railroaded. His story was really horrible, but he passed away. God bless him. Hopefully he had a safe passage to heaven, and he has atoned for all his sins, and he is free. Free now to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. But what were they talking about? The judicial. We talked about jury nullification. You want to get off of a jury, folks. When they ask you your questions in the jury room, when they call you for jury duty, say, will we be instructed on jury nullification? But be careful, you might get arrested. They don't want nobody to know about jury nullification. That's another one. So what's up next now in Arizona, Steve? Are you going to be heading out to see Tim and the Arizona Board of Recon? We have Rob Schmidt. He's there. He says he's on the Arizona border right now. He's in the live feed. Will you be heading out with those guys soon and doing some more recon with them?
I'm hoping to. I have a group that wants to go down that hasn't been down to the border yet. So I have a group that wants to go down, and I don't know that I'd be able to take them to where Tim's at. So I may take them to one of these ranchers' lands that has, barbed wire Normandy fencing and show them, hey, this is what we have, and get them to realize that this isn't going to stop anyone. So, but I'm hoping to get back down with Tim within the next 30 days.
Right. And folks, if you plan on going down to the border, try to go with a group that's organized, that don't go down there like vigilantes, with your rifle in the night and try to get these people by yourself. Get with a group, get organized, and get with the Border Patrol agents that are in the area near you and let them know that you're there, because it could be bad if you just go down there. Here I am, I'm Rambo, and I'm going to clean this border up myself. Don't do it that way. We have some guys that they're going down. They are on the Patriot Logistical Support Team page. That's Rob Schmidt. He's putting it up. They're starting a caravan to meet the caravan, boots to the border. So check them out over there. There's a link in the live feed, but the page is, I guess, Patriot Logistical Support Team. Search that out, and maybe you can join the caravan to meet the caravan. Rob, if you want to throw that in the live feed, exactly where it's going to be, where you guys are going to be meeting that border, I mean that caravan with your caravan, I'll announce it here on the air. And I know that there's a lot of action happening in the New Mexico area, and you guys were going to be going live on NBC. Did that interview ever happen, Jim?
We actually put them off for a week, but I will be on One American News with Graham Ledger on Monday.
Nice.
And then we've got a busy schedule. We're doing a half-hour deal, and then ABC and NBC are both scheduled to come out here and do a one-hour documentary so that we can clarify what this group really is, and it's not a bunch of crazy people on the Hill, and straighten out the news. But as a result of our attack, I want all you guys to understand that are on the border. I want you to understand something. We have now encountered other groups who are being labeled by the local media in the same category that we are. So beware, all the groups are going to be under attack, especially if you show something that solidly proves there's a crisis. I mean, so we got to stay united here because it's going to get nasty. I mean, we're fighting a power that doesn't want us here, and they're testing our resolve. I mean, it was explained to me by one guy. They're testing you guys, all of us in the media right now, to see whether we're going to quit, whether we're going to cave, or whether we're going to keep fighting. And, you know, it's a serious thing. So you're right. Hook up with people that are already on the border, that are established, that have a relationship with Border Patrol, because if you don't, you know, you may be sorry for what you encounter.
Right. So I was giving out the proper advice. Get organized, meet up with the proper authorities when you get there, folks.
Exactly.
It's very important. They know that you're there. You don't want to be running around in the desert and nobody know you're out there. It could
right.
be very
and
dangerous.
One of the reasons we didn't get wiped off the map is because we did work so close with Border Patrol that when they tried to attack us and they tried to say we were doing things we weren't doing and they launched a major investigation into our group, they weren't able to find anything because we were instructed on what we could and couldn't do. And we had things to back us up. So that's why we survived the attack. And that's why we're still here. But if you just go down there and start doing your own thing, you may find yourself in trouble.
Even maybe shot at. I mean, they don't know
yeah,
who you are,
too.
Especially if you're
that
down there.
Exactly.
Especially if you're right down there, running around like a vigilante, and you got your AR-15 strapped across your back,
yeah,
and you're running
yeah.
around, and you didn't tell
nobody. You don't want to do that. No. No, you don't want to do that. Especially now. Now what they're doing is the coyotes are we've confirmed it through thermal camera, they're escorting even the asylum seekers armed to the border. So you gotta be careful. You don't want to start an international conflict either.
And what's the news I'm hearing too about Antifa and cartels running guns and human trafficking down there together now? Is this a true story here? And they're armed. Antifa's fully armed as well, right?
That's a matter of fact, the FBI is investigating them right now because they were supposedly doing an arms deal with the cartel to get the guns, and they were going to do some kind of an armed protest standoff thing on the border. So we really, I mean, that's a developing story. We don't really know everything, but it is confirmed, and it is something that's really happening.
It's really crazy. American citizens gearing up to fight American citizens so illegal immigrant drug smugglers, human traffickers, and criminals could come to America and vote Democrat.
Those aren't American citizens. Those are freeloaders that were given citizenship that are with Antifa.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the Antifa guys. Most of those folks are from America.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't think they were ever American, though. I don't think they were ever really American, though.
I understand, because if they were, they wouldn't be standing for what's happening. They wouldn't be defending this if they were true
American.
But
his point is right. It's Americans versus Americans. That's exactly right. I mean, that's the war, is we've got Americans attacking Americans for protecting the border. And it's insane.
And, you know, you can
all
see.
People, it's crazy.
And you can see firsthand right now what we're witnessing. You know, when I was growing up and they were giving us lessons on the Civil War, I was always asked the question, like, well, why would two brothers fight each other like that and shoot at each other? Now we see why. The political ideology divides us so deeply that we would shoot our own brother. It's crazy. It's crazy.
These kids have been brainwashed in these schools, man. I'm telling you, it's the kids, these young people. I don't know what they were taught or told or what history they understand of our country, but they've got it way wrong, and that's what's leading this charge.
I got to tell you, my son's school, he's in a charter school, thankfully, in Florida, and they are teaching George Washington and Abe Lincoln correctly, the history, the Tea Party. They did a heritage project, and they talked about history, like deep history, going back generations in kids' families and what they did and how they did it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm very proud that my son is in this school and they're actually teaching history. I'm like baffled. I'm so happy.
You mean they don't teach the Raza ethnic studies anymore?
They're not teaching them the five pillars of Islam.
Okay.
You know,
when Arizona passed the law, they weren't going to use public funds to fund anti-American philosophy in school.
It's crazy. Well, they have a textbook here in Florida, World History. I believe it's taught in 10th grade. And I believe it's still a book here, 36 or 37 pages on Islam and a page and a half of all other religions represented throughout the textbook in little sentences, little blurbs, little captions. So it's American history. One of the history books that they're teaching here in Florida, I got World History. It's the World History. They had a big battle here in the Orlando area where a fine patriot, Rick Sarmiento, and some others went up against CARE and the school board and actually lost. It was really horrible. And they are teaching it in Central Florida in Orlando area. So not all schools are doing what my son's school is doing. They are teaching the five pillars of Islam. You know, and that these guys, it's a peaceful religion. It's a religion of peace. Peace of your leg, peace of your neck, peace of your soul. You know, you folks, that's a whole nother topic. The Muslims are pouring across the border. Are you guys hearing anything like Muslims are infiltrating Mexico in a big way and that maybe an Arab Spring might be coming in Mexico here in the near future? Kind of like the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt. Have you heard anything like that, Jim?
Well, I can tell you that we have a confirmed, documented by Judicial Watch ISIS camp 5 miles from where we're positioned. And there's even been rhetoric that some of the death threats that we've been receiving via email and social media and everything else could possibly be that group. But I can't confirm that. I mean, but that's what some of the people are saying. We have actually had Somalians in our group that have come through. We've had El Salvadorian single males. What we see a lot of over here, they're coming in single with babies, you know, these 25, 26-year-old guys. We've even got some MS-13 who thought they could get in, you know, by doing the baby program, you know. And so
it's working. You heard Brian Colfage's letter that he wrote, that post that he made. That's what's happening. These guys are coming across
the truth. And, yep, that's happening. Yep.
In the last budget, part of the deal was, well, if they come with kids, you got to let them in. And that's where the 48-hour hold is. That was in the last budget. And the president was forced to sign it so he could at least get a few dollars to get the wall started. It's crazy, the unbelievable compromises that the president's making to get this done, to fulfill this promise. I got to ask each and every while, we'll go down the line, starting with you, Shannon. Have you ever in your lifetime seen a president make a list of promises and try so hard to check them off one at a time and go down the list and be successful with all the adversaries that he has on the left?
So I've seen many presidents promise, get elected, and then get amnesia. Trump is the first one to actually try to stay true to his promise, and it's been nothing but one obstruction after another from these Democrats.
and he's still getting it done. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I didn't hear the whole question, but I'm behind Trump 100%. I mean, he's the only one that's out there telling the truth. He's the only one that's fighting for the wall. We have Republicans that are not supporting the border security issues. And we have, you know, basically all the Democrats, for the most part, aren't. And we've got to do something. Like I said, we're going after the ACLU, and we're going after the governor for treason. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to make the fight. We're going to make the moves. And so we're taking advice from legal counsel right now. We have a really good case. Everybody who's talked to us has said, you know, you guys were unjustly attacked. And so we've got some grounds to make this happen. And so all I can say is we all got to unite together and protect each other's butts, because if Americans don't do this, if we don't fix the problem, just like if we build the wall, Americans are going to have to build the wall by donating, and we're going to have to take care of this border and make people aware by doing it ourselves. And the only way we're going to do that is to work together, guys. That's all I can say.
And that's what we're doing. That's why we're on live right now with all three of you guys. Steve, what do you think about, what do you think? Do you think, have you ever seen, and you all, I know, I already know your answer. I think we already talked about it, but tell the folks, in all your time of living, all the presidents that you've seen, I think you've probably been around the same, almost the same. For me, it's Nixon, and then Gerald Ford filled in for Nixon after he resigned, then Jimmy Carter, then Ronald Reagan, then George Bush Sr., then Bill Clinton, then George Bush. Have you ever seen any of these presidents check off a list of promises like President Trump has?
No, not one of them. And I've never seen a president so stonewalled and so abused by, you know, the Democrats or Republicans as I have, as I've seen Trump. The man is, he's truly my hero. I mean, with what he puts up with every single day, the rhetoric, the stonewalling, the just out and out disdain for the Constitution, and he keeps going.
Think about,
he keeps checking them off one by one.
Think about if he had the support of Congress that he deserves, that if his whole party backed him and towed the line like the Democrats. I can't believe that every Democrat is in line and going, yay, new Green New Deal, yay, open borders, yay, 70% taxes, Medicare for everyone. I can't believe they're all like, yay. I can't believe that. I have to believe that some of them are like, well, I hate it, but I got to toe the line. I have to, you know. I have to believe that that's what's happening, that some of these Democrats are either being bribed or threatened or something's going on there, that they all stick together like glue. It doesn't matter. No one ever drifts away. Like, you'll see Republicans go, well, you know, I'm not too keen on that, and they drift away. You got 6 or 8 Republicans who are not on board with the Trump agenda, and they're fighting them. Never Trumpers. It's crazy. You don't see that in the Democrat Party. I don't know. You know what I mean? They stick together, right? Don't you agree?
Well, let's not to go off subject, but let's look at the abortion topic. I cannot believe all these Democrats are supporting murdering babies. I cannot believe.
In a million years, I can't believe.
It baffles me how. I mean, I can see a portion of them, but for all of them to come up and say, you know, this is the way it needs to be, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that there isn't some God-fearing Democrats out there that are saying this is murder and this can't happen.
But they all toe the line. That's what I don't get. I have to believe that they don't believe it, but for some reason, they go along with it. I don't know if they have been MK altered to death and they've been brainwashed and they use little electronic signals to make them do what they want. I don't know what's going on there. But there's something shaking in the Democrat Party, and it's deeper than we could all imagine, and it's the destruction of our country is the goal. I really believe that they hate freedom, liberty, and the American way of life, because freedom, liberty, and the American way of life leaves them with no control, and they want control of the masses. They want Agenda 2030 to be fully implemented where they are in full control. you can believe that a lot of this environmental stuff goes right along with Agenda 2030 to get people off these rural lands where all the resources are. They want to sell more uranium to Russia. They want to take all the gas and oil and keep it from the people. This is, I think if we really, really sat down and thought about it, we'd all go insane if we really found out how corrupt and how deep the madness is. And I give props to my president because he is donating his salary. He's a 71-and-a-half, 72-year-old man, billionaire, who could be sitting on the beach in Mar-a-Lago right after an 18-hole round of golf with a cold drink and a pizza. Yet he's fighting this for this country every day, putting up with all this crap from the left, from the media, who obviously have become the propaganda wing for the Democratic Party. I don't know how they all got mixed in together. I think it has to do with cash. Somewhere there's money. Now, is there any intel, Shannon, on who's funding the caravan?
What do you mean, the makeup? They're mostly OTM.
Yeah, like who's paying for these people to come up here? That's where we got
a good question. I suspect it's some of those nonprofits out of California that have come up and getting guidance by the ACLU lawyers on what to do once they're apprehended. I believe plan A is to sneak across the border. If caught, revert to plan B and claim asylum. That's why we got to have a wall. We got to send everybody through the port of entry to claim asylum, and this stuff will stop overnight. Until then, we're going to have to keep putting up with it. If we have a group of 50 OTMs, then they get processed, and then they get cut loose.
Yeah. And over in New Mexico, they got a crazy governor, and I don't think she understands or has ever read the Constitution, because in the Constitution, it clearly states that when the federal government can't defend the borders, it's the people, the well-regulated, organized militia members of this country, who are supposed to defend the border. Folks, the Constitution also states that you have to have no standing armies in America, and that the militia, the citizens, are the standing army. I don't know if folks know that. No standing armies are supposed to be in America. When you come back, you're not a soldier. You have a couple of bases for self-basic defense of the country, but no standing armies. The people, the Second Amendment, the well-regulated militia, the people are supposed to handle it. That's what folks don't seem to get. They are electing people who have never read a constitution, who have not even probably read the Declaration of Independence once. Maybe they did it in social studies class in seventh grade. You know what I mean? And they are running.
Well,
the
country. I can only hope they realize the mistake they made in New York, Michigan, and Minnesota. And then in 2020, they undo what they did, because you got three representatives in the government that couldn't find their ass with both hands on a flashlight.
Right. AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib.
But one begins with a T. The T, the Tlaib, or whatever.
Tlaib. Rashid Tlaib.
I want to say one thing. You know, this governor, you know, wants to spew how she cares about these people down here. Then here's my question. Why isn't she deploying the National Guard, who was already here? The former governor had them down here on the border. Why isn't she got them in a civilian role? Okay, so that the Border Patrol can do their job and protect the border. Okay, that's okay. If she cared about the people that were here, and this is for the liberals that are listening, if there is any listening to this, why is the National Guard not here in a civilian role, so that the Border Patrol can be used for what they're supposed to be doing? I just want to throw that question out there.
And there's probably no answer. You know, and I can't believe this lady thinks she's helping these people by allowing this. Now what they do is they encourage more caravans, which in turn puts more, because we already know some kids are dying, little kids are dying because they're being deprived the proper nutrients to cross 2,000 miles of open land of Mexico. Now, of course, that's President Trump's fault, you know. And the
right.
thing about what I really liked was when President Trump came out and said, I took the kids out of the cages. It was Obama who put the kids in the cages, you know, because I don't know how they don't realize there was a famous picture that circulated of the kids, you know, like in little dog cages. And that was in 2012 when Obama.
It's a fenced in area. It's a fenced in area.
Yeah.
Okay. And these stupid hypocrites, you know, they don't want to talk about U.S. mothers that commit misdemeanor crimes. If you can't find a relative, those kids go into CPS. You don't have one lawmaker crying about that.
We had Marissa Hamilton on the show, and she was talking about the foster care system, which is just a whole nother system of trafficking the kids that are coming here. They don't have a family. They can't find their family. They get put in the foster care system, and they get like up to $80,000 in some places to keep these kids in the foster care system. So they get trafficked by the cartels. They get trafficked by the cartels.
Yeah,
they come up here. Yeah.
The liberal commissioners funnel those illegal kids in here, and they put them in these homes with these churches and stuff, and they're making buku money through it. And so now the commissioners are heroes to the churches and to the nonprofits because they send them these illegal children, and they're making tons of money, hands and fists. This is all about money and about how the liberals could twist the system.
All right. So speaking about money, Shannon. If folks want to help your efforts, is there a page where they can donate, or if they want to join your operation or they want to help you, how can folks contact you?
Yeah, if they want to sponsor us, you know, while we're on the border, it's just a $5 membership fee, which adds up to $60 a year. They can come in and do a subscription for $5 a month at txminuteman.org. And one more topic I wanted to bring up is about the in the Supreme Court about the census. We got to have the census. It's got to rule our way because it's not fair for them to get representation on people that don't count as American citizens.
Right. And
if we get this passed, then they're going to eliminate a lot of representatives. You shouldn't be able to represent 50 Guatemalans that are here illegally. They shouldn't have representation in our political climate or system.
Not at all. And Jim, you got any organizations you want to promote? Maybe someone could donate or come help out with your operations.
Well, we're self-funded right now. We're not taking donations. We may be doing that in the future as we get into this ACLU business. But right now we're kind of on a holding pattern. But you can follow my page, Jim Benvey, if you want to see what we're doing live. There's also a page that we have set up for the United Constitutional Patriots New Mexico Border Ops. That's a separate page. Basically the other thing I would tell you is get over to We Build the Wall. Donate to them if you can as well, any of the other groups on the border. I know that right now they're negotiating in this area and many areas with landowners to get the wall built where it's really needed. And so we want to support those guys. I think they're closer than anybody knows to getting something done. And so, just support everybody in any way you can on the border. This is about America. This ain't about groups. This ain't about who's doing it. This is people that are giving up their time. They're going down to the border from all various walks of life and trying to get the message to the rest of America that, listen, you need to wake up. And if we don't solve this, nobody's going to solve it, and we're all going to pay for it.
Steve, you have anything real fast? I got about we got about a minute left on the Blog Talk Radio live before it goes into recorded mode. So if you got anything real fast you want folks to get onto, hit it.
All right. Well, obviously, first of all, is WeBuildTheWall.us, which is the same group that Jim was talking about. Go there, donate. We are within weeks of breaking ground. And second is Arizona Border Recon is a 501c3. Arizona Border Recon, we go down there on our own dime. Tim lives on a shoestring budget, and any help that people could give Tim and his efforts to, you know, report where these felt are crossing, get them picked up, stop the drugs. Arizona Border Recon, just look them up on Facebook or on the internet and donate to them. I mean, they could use all the help they can get.
Amen. Guys, I want to thank you all for coming on. I don't know if you saw Melinda's story, but she's being tracked and I guess harassed by Antifa down in California. So I think there's reason why she didn't make the show tonight. So watch out, Melinda. I hope you're safe. We'll say a prayer for you guys down in the San Diego area, Southern California. It's kind of hairy down there, too. Thanks, each and every one of you guys, Shannon, Jim, and Steve, for coming on the show tonight. You're always welcome. Any updates, please contact me, and we'll do a show. I'd bring you guys on, and it's very important. I want to keep spreading the message of what's happening down there.
Well, thank you,
Mark. Thank you.
All right, folks, this brings me to one of my most favorite parts of the show, announcing what's on the calendar. Almost absolutely nothing. I got a great show coming up on the 9th, I believe is the date. I found a great local charity, K9 Partners for Patriots. They are rescuing dogs, and they are helping veterans who are suffering with PTSD get service pets and other reasons, you know, other things, because we know how dogs really help people. When they have certain issues, the love of a pet goes beyond anything. It's just different. It's a different kind of love. And when you're suffering with things like PTSD, they don't talk back. They just snuggle and they lick your face and they love you and that's it. And sometimes that's all you need. That's K9 Partners for Patriots on the 9th. And I don't even know what the heck today's date is. Today's the 2nd. So on the 6th, we might just do another border show here on the 6th. Maybe we'll get Rob Schmidt to come on the show and talk about his caravan that he's got going on down on the border. Meet the caravan. He's got it on here. Let me find it real fast before we go into the national anthem. Boots to the border, folks. It's Boots to the Border. Search it out. Find it. Get involved. Maybe you can get your boots to the border. And right now I want to play for you. Oh, excuse me. The Star Spangled Banner, as performed by my good friend and pal of the show, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today. And also, I want you to check out LibertyRush.com. That's the social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Sorry, Rob, if you're listening. You want to head on out there. And, of course, PatriotShit.com. You want to know where to get all your good Patriot things, it's right there at patriotshit.com. I want to say hello to Alex, Sandra, Rob, of course. Tim Foskey is joining us. Captain Tim, what's shaking, brother? The Minutemen, boy, we're talking about the Texas Minutemen, and they're doing stuff. They're getting ready to go. Jim Burrows, thank you for tuning in. Again, we will be live Monday, 8 p.m. The 16th, Thursday the 16th, there'll be no show. I'll be flying to go visit my dad in New York. I'll be out of here. I won't be doing a show. Thursday the 16th, there's no show. But you can tune in at 7 p.m. to A Conservative's Perspective as my partner, James Bostic and A Conservative's Perspective goes live two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, before the live feed cuts out, Dave Bray, USA.com, Star Spangled Banner, please rise and join me. I'll put the flag here in the video screen, and if you're there in the Blog Talk world, oops, we're not live, join me. Please rise. The Star Spangled Banner. God bless you. God bless America.
Oh, see.
right, there you have it, folks. That is Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner on Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy today. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. Because without you, there is no show. Peace, love, and happiness to each and every one of you. May God bless you. Peace.